What's up, everybody? It's Lala Kent.
With Ran.
I think we're about 25 episodes in or something like that, and I still feel the need to introduce myself every time we get on. Do you think people know that it's me?
No, I mean,
like, I don't need to be like, hey, Lala Ken, in case you clicked on the wrong podcast. Do you think? Do you?
I don't think they thought you were Julia Roberts, so I think...
Fuck you.
Tonight.
All right, so we made it to Puerto Rico.
It's taken us 2 hours to set this equipment up. I just took a nap and I woke up, so I'm a little out of it.
I'm not going to name names, but there's a person in your office who likes to put things on other people where it's like, you're not doing anything, blank. You fucking put the podcast shit together. And then we get to Puerto Rico and who has to find all the shit for the podcast? The new assistant, Danny. Let's give him a round
all
of applause.
Right,
because
Danny.
Without him, we wouldn't be able to do it.
First
anyway.
Of all, let's just move on from that for a second. Let's talk about where we're all looking out the window and how blessed we are that we were able to come back to work here in Puerto Rico after 4 months on hiatus. We are staring at the ocean in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And we are here doing our podcast from Puerto Rico. Did you ever think this day was going to come?
No. In fact, I saw that you posted a picture and this person was like, what did they call us, Tim?
No.
You.
No.
You bougie hillbillies or something like
no.
that.
Nouveau riche.
No.
Nouveau riche.
No. Why are people so harsh?
I know. I thought it was
all
funny,
we did
though.
Was come back to work.
Yeah, they called us nouveau riche hillbillies.
What is it? Doesn't Owen Wilson say that? In
yes.
Running Gravity?
I said that before. Yeah.
Tim said that yeah. too. I was cracking my ass.
Hillbilly.
That's very mean.
The thing is like.
It's very mean.
It is mean.
Whoever said that is a mean person.
Well, it's because they're probably stuck in bumfuck Iowa.
I don't care where they're stuck.
You know?
But
they're just mad.
But I forget being mad. We didn't get on a plane to go play bingo. We got on a plane to come back to work. And there are hundreds and hundreds of people that have been unemployed like ourselves.
Right.
And thank God that finally, you know, our unions and our industry are allowing us to come back here. And under new protocols with tons and tons of testing and protocols. So I am very blessed and I am so uplifted. I don't know who would say something like that, but regardless, I just think that we should take a moment.
I love that you said that. You don't know who would exact. We don't know anyone who would say anything
I know,
like
can
that.
I, because I,
we
I'm hang giving
out
them too much.
Normal it's a, people.
I know. Well, I don't know about that. That's questionable. I mean, come on, Law. I mean.
Look around the room.
Well, look around
I'm
this
side,
room.
I'm with the hillbilly guy.
Why don't you start with her fucking cast? Normal?
Yeah.
I already know I'm not normal, so let me start there.
Yeah.
But now you want to say we hang around normal people? Where did you just come from?
I know. I don't even know why I said
okay,
that.
Let's move on from that. Can I just take a minute? I want to say that it is taking us...
Are you going to talk about the ocean again? Randall just woke up from a nap, and he's a little disoriented.
No, I'm feeling great.
He's a little disoriented.
I'm zenned out right now. Listen... I'm going to let everybody talk more because they tell me I need to shut up more. So I'm going to let people talk more. But before I do that, I want to just get my point out. 4 months, our entire industry among many industries have been shut down. We're slowly coming back to work while cases are spiking COVID again. And I just want to say how grateful I am that today I came off a scout with Tim, with some of our crew. And it was just unbelievable to be back. It was emotional. It was epic. We kept spatial distance. We had all the proper protections. And I will tell you that even though it was a new experience for us to operate where we had to be tested and all that stuff, it still was the creative process of putting a movie together, collaborating. And yes, it's not as fast as you are used to, but I would much prefer to be making a film and working like we are again, even if it takes, you know, much longer to do. So I am very excited to be back here. I'm very excited
well,
to be
in
Puerto
length
Rico.
That not only Puerto Rico has gone to, but SAG to keep everyone safe. I mean, you guys are tested like what?
Every 3 days. But we've been tested every week. Actually, I have every week for about 12 weeks now. You know, when we were in the office and stuff like
I
that.
I got tested for the first time 72 hours
Friday.
Ago.
Friday.
What are we in? Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that was your first time?
That was my first time.
Well, because you knew a, I guess, yeah. Go ahead.
I don't leave the house, you
That's
guys.
What I'm saying.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I was being tested every week.
Leaving the house even before this happened.
And I was going to the office, and I just wanted to make sure and keep safe and be aware.
Well, yeah, because so Lord knows we have somebody who's out there. We don't know where this fucking guy's been.
Well, he's sitting right in front of me.
I know.
And you're like trying to talk to him.
Talking about me like I'm not right here. What? I just want to thank you for the beatboxing.
Wait, I want to talk about that for a week. Oh, let's put a pause. Hold on. We just came out of 4th of July. Yeah. We actually stayed home. I know, Tim, you stayed home with the family. We stayed home, and then we all got tested. Alex, share with us your 4th of July weekend.
I got together with a couple of close friends. I think there was a grand total of like four of us, and we just hung out in an apartment.
So you hang out like with the fun hangout.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a lie.
We hung out. I'm sure you did hang out.
It's called a lie. I call bullshit.
With your fucking elephant trunk.
Oh my God, Lala, stop.
Listen.
Randall, we have to lighten up. I mean,
I want to ask Alex a question. Alex, can I ask you a question? Okay, hanging out. Lala and I hung out Sunday. We play pickleball. So that was us hanging out. What is hanging out for you?
We just like basically hung out together as friends and drank.
Play cards?
Like, actually, we played Scrabble.
Scrabble.
Yeah. Was there alcohol involved?
Absolutely.
Yes, they hung out and drank and played Scrabble.
Right, how many drinks did you have if you were to guess? The over under 10 or 10?
I think it's dishonest to guess. You know, I don't.
Yeah, that's pleading the fifth.
Dishonest.
Tim, get closer to the mic.
A lot.
Tim, what are you saying?
I just was reiterating that he just said it was dishonest to guess.
Right. So it's over 20. Over 20?
I don't know if that makes
easily
any
over
sense.
20.
Easily over 20.
That's alcohol poisoning.
As someone
poisoning?
Who is a bona fide drinker, my most favorite thing was when I'd go to the doctor and they're like, how many drinks a week do you consume? And I'm like, I don't want to answer that.
What?
Like, why?
How many drinks did you used to have?
Oh, come on. I mean, we were well into the...
We as a group plan. I'm talking about you.
Me and myself and I.
I mean, I'm honest. When I go at it, I drink till, you know, I pass out. But you, when you drank, would you say you could keep your eyes open for 24 drinks?
In one night?
Yeah. 10 drinks?
That's alcohol poisoning.
20. No, 24 drinks is a lot.
Okay, 10, 12 probably.
I could do between probably eight and ten.
Okay, that's solid.
And they were like
you weigh like 100
too, because if you think about it, one drink is a shot.
Right, so 8 to 10 drinks, and you are in the bag. You are done for, right? Or is that not done for?
I don't know, man. I've seen her. I don't know. Back in the day,
I've gone to parties.
Yeah. Back in the day, I remember. Too,
back in the day, yeah, but like I wouldn't really pass out. It would be like
I call a pause. You would pause.
Mentally, pause. I would pause.
You pause.
Yes.
I just saw you pause a lot of times, and then you'd regroup, and
I
then
wouldn't
you'd come
black
back
out. I would
stronger
red
than
out.
Ever.
Red out where it was like hitting that tipping point where Randall would be like, hey, don't drink anymore. And I'm like, fuck you. Trying to you stifle my fun.
You had like a go-to bag of lines when you didn't want to stop. I'd say, well, it's 2 a.m. Let's go home. And you'd say...
You're such
you're
a
loser. Why are you ruining my fun?
Yeah.
You're the most boring person ever. And I'm like, no, no. You're the only one here at the bar. You understand? You and the bartender. There's no one else. So the rest of the world is a bunch of losers, and you're the winner. You're the winner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
But here's the thing. Okay, fast forward. I want to say 1 year and 9 months later, you are standing strong, sober, an inspiration to so many people. I see you. By the way, you didn't even bring up what you did this Sunday where you hosted your first meeting
on Zoom. Oh, my God,
Zoom.
I did. Well, yeah,
I mean, you didn't want to talk about the good stuff.
My sponsor asked me to speak at my very first meeting. I've been sober a year and 8 months. We're approaching 9 months on the 22nd of this month.
I rounded it off. No, I know in AA you don't
no
do that.
No big deal. No, we don't round off.
Right. But
every second, you got to count it.
I agree. Every minute.
And so I shared via Zoom because obviously COVID, so we don't get to go to actual meetings.
Get it! Danny was just sleeping in the chair. Just
Danny,
so you know,
I'm fucking
our
talking about my
was
sobriety
just sleeping
journey.
In the chair.
And he's
my fiance was speaking about her sobriety. How dare you?
I wish we had a Zoom of what happened right now.
Danny, I'm going to post that
shit. We should have filmed it so we could post it on Instagram.
Does he sleep with his eyes a little open?
No, he was asleep, and then as his head started to tilt, he woke up.
Oh,
yeah.
After you yelled at him.
Yeah. Oh, 2 seconds later, he's on the ground.
Hold on. So you guys, I'm happy for Rand that he's back to work. Danny, welcome. It's his first time traveling.
On the movie.
He's going to want to shoot himself at the end of this, but it's okay.
Nice. Really encouraging.
At the end of the Puerto Rican vacation.
I don't think so. I think Danny's happy to be out of LA.
No, he's killing it. Danny's the best assistant you've ever had.
Okay.
Since I've been
here. Give him a fucking trophy right now? What are you doing?
I don't know.
He's just only like 2 months in. What, do you want a promotion? Okay, can I just say something? What I'm saying is I think Danny's excited to be in pre-production on a movie and see that part of the experience, you know, versus being in the office. I think now he's going to get the real, like, you know, being on set experience. I think he's excited about that. But yes, it is going to be really long, and he's already saw today. Like, by the way, today was the best, Alex. He showed up. He showed up in valet. I just want to set the tone for our audience, your audience, my four fans. It's 95 degrees out and 100% humidity. Tim shows up, lanky Tim is like 6'5", and he shows up in his shorts, and I show up in my shorts and my little running shoes, so we're like ready to go for the day. We're already drenched before we get in the car, and I look over, and there's Danny looking like he's going to a nightclub. He's got black jeans on and his t-shirt rolled up, and he's got his hat, and he's got a 400-pound backpack like he's going off to wherever. And I just said, Danny, you know it's 100 degrees outside and 100% humidity. Just want you to know that shorts are probably optimal. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to do that next time. And he's English. So he does it in his little, I'll do it tomorrow. And I was like, yo, Danny, you're not at the club, buddy. You're on a film set.
Oh, my God.
So I think tomorrow, Danny will come tomorrow prepared for the heat.
Oh, yeah. It's a fucking sweat fest outside.
I will say it's nice today. It's going to get hotter.
No, it's going to
get
worse.
Hotter. But you guys, so I'm basically here because, like, I have nothing else to do. I'll be honest. I have nothing else to do. I can work from anywhere, and not to spill too much of the tea. Obviously, we haven't started filming Vanderpump yet. Who the fuck knows when we're going to start
filming?
Yeah,
by the way, what is, I think we'd all like to know because, you know, the more time you spend at home,
I have no idea.
The more restless you get.
Absolutely. I'm a little worker bee.
But I see you. You're working on a project that I know you can't discuss yet. You're also working on...
Give them Lala Beauty.
Your beauty line. No, I see you on calls all day. But I also, I know when you like physically have to leave the house, which you don't prefer to do, but when you physically have to leave the house... When do you think you guys are going back?
I like leaving the house when there is a paycheck involved. I don't want to leave the fucking house for just the fun of it.
Do you like to leave the house for the fun of it, Tim?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Me too.
No, I just want
to say that, isn't that exactly what he just said? You don't like to leave the house for any of the other
That's true. That was kind of a contradiction. I have a question. Thanks, Alex.
I actually really like when Vanderpump is filming. And, you know, if you look back previous years, we would have been like halfway finished with filming already. We haven't started.
Well, also, let's be fair. But wait. Let's be fair. I don't know anything about the Vanderpump schedule. But what I do know is that in this COVID world where restaurants and the world is not open, I'm assuming because you have restaurants that are the central character where the show is based out of. Those restaurants I know aren't even open yet, so I'm sure they're going to have to wait till time.
Yeah.
Right?
I have no idea. Okay. We could assume all day, but what does that do for us all?
It makes an ass out of you and me.
Correct.
Oh,
very good. That's the lesson for today.
Before we go to break, I just want to say one thing because the audience doesn't know. We traveled yesterday as a group. We all had to be tested before we got on the plane to come back to work, and then we had to be tested immediately when we got here. Alex, producer Alex here, was last to join us on the airplane. We waited for him, and then he came in what I will never forget, one of the greatest outfits of all time. We were in a professional business trip going back to work, and he came in shorts and a t-shirt that had stains on it that looked he had not showered in 3 days. Had you been to the shower or the laundry over the weekend?
Yeah, I showered that morning, but I didn't know about the shirt, so thanks for pointing that out. I'll have to be a little more
cognizant. I don't think you knew much about anything yesterday.
Yeah, I have a feeling too.
I, 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 Okay.
I have a feeling
everybody
you
was in sweatpants, but
soaring.
Randy is correct. I mean,
I was in James Purse sweatpants, by the way.
But everybody was
shout
in
out to James. Hold on, shout out to James Purse. Yeah. I was in James Purse sweatpants. If they want to send me a free pair, I'd be really happy.
Oh, you went insane. Randall didn't even have to pack really because he just went to James Purse or had an assistant go, and just brought the bag straight from there onto the plane. It was
I didn't have an assistant guy. Ordered from them over the telephone.
And did you go pick it up?
No, they put the bags and he picked it up.
Okay, so your assistant did that.
But I would have picked it up. I had no problem. I like picking stuff up.
All I'm saying is I didn't have to do shit yesterday and that, oh my God.
I like picking things up.
He likes picking things up.
This is such bullshit.
Tell the fucking laundry basket that, because the only face that thing ever sees is me bobbing into it to put all your shit
in. Oh, you mean put it in to hand it to the person that cleans the laundry?
Correct.
You're laughable right now. Do you even know where the washer dryer is in our house? Tell me where it is.
In a place I don't care to go.
Okay, so you know where it is. When's the last time you ever put a cup of detergent in the washer?
Remember, guessing would be dishonest.
No, whenever I moved out of the Palazzo apartment.
I mean, the last time you did laundry.
Was at the Palazzo apartment.
Right, so that was almost a year ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last... Let's go.
Congratulations on your year. I know.
But let's go one step further, because before I go to break, I want to just call you out again. You said to me, now, a lot of people I've noticed have been cooking, which I think is amazing. Like during this quarantine, I am so proud of Sonia and my friends who get these beautiful home cooked meals. I see people cooking bread like Kate Bosworth and Michael Polish.
Bake bread.
Really, you want to get caught up in the fucking details? Can I say something, please? Yeah. I've seen Doug Ellen's partners cooking food and amazing pasta and different meals. And I said to you, La, are you ever going to cook some fun meals for us? You know, do that. It'll be fun. And you know what he said to me? When I get a nice kitchen, a really good kitchen, I'll cook. And you know what I did? I built you. Let me just get it out.
To defend myself.
Of course
after break. After break, I will defend myself.
Oh, I'm sure. I can't wait to hear this. But I just want to say, after I built you this amazingly beautiful kitchen, and not only did I... Oh, I want to tell you one last thing. And for our fans here. Not only did I go out of my way to not order Tim the 6-burner, I ordered the 8-burner in case she had no excuse to tell me that it was like too small of a kitchen or too small of a stove. So I built this kitchen, state-of-the-art, double oven, 8-burner, sick microwave, stainless, the whole thing.
Sick microwave.
Well, because that's what I live in all day, because that's my options for food. So we're going to go to break, and then we're going to give you a chance to defend yourself.
Yeah, thank God. I need to cool down before I assassinate.
Okay, and we'll be back. They got to see that sidebar that we just had.
Woo-hoo-hoo. We give them La La .. only La La podcast.
Oh, you threw me off the podcast now?
At least I'll have time to cook for myself.
First
of all,
at least I'll have time to make a meal.
I say this to him all the time, Tim and Alex. If you want a housewife, I am not that chick.
Okay. Now I have a question. I have a question.
What?
I didn't ask you to be a housewife. Have I ever treated... Wait, okay, let's back it up.
You just referred to a long list of women.
No, I referred to Kate Bosworth and
are these, Michael
these women
Polish,
are
they
career...
Bake together. So are you saying you want to bake pies together? Because we can do that.
I would just like to see the stove get one friggin' use out of it. And if it means I got to help, I'll do it. I didn't tell you to get in the kitchen and cook
you
by
like
yourself.
To cook? Do you enjoy
cooking? No, why are you asking that question?
No. Don't even do that. I love to cook for myself.
Okay.
I love to cook for myself because...
Well, that's... Then what?
Because
what
number one...
What do you cook
one,
for yourself in our house?
Everything.
Give
I
me
made
one
like
thing.
A homemade soup the other day. I like
soup?
Got, yeah, I got like the tomatoes out of the fridge. I like did some zesty shit to them.
Dude, I'm turning on the cameras in the house.
And, no, I did do that.
I don't
do
believe
that.
Any of this bullshit.
You don't have to believe it. I don't give a fuck.
Stop acting like you cook meals in our house.
Randall, I have...
I eat with you every day. I eat lunch with you. I eat dinner with you. Come on, stop this. This is a story.
Okay,
you're
hold
story
on.
Teller.
Are we saying she never cooks? Or are you asking me, have I cooked?
Yes, I'm not asking you before. To be anything that you are. I know you're an independent, badass woman. And
that has nothing to do with it. What I'm saying is, Randall likes one of two things. Well-done chicken and well-done steak.
But that makes me happy. I'm not a complicated person.
Less fun than making
I like barbecue beef chicken. Jerky, I like barbecue chicken.
Which is what I do. I give him a piece of a very well-done chicken and a side of fucking
you know what?
Barbecue
I think your
sauce.
Fans. I'm going to be honest.
That's what I do.
I think your fans have my back here. I think they're going to be
they're
like,
"Going to have your back."
I like corn on the cob.
Have your back.
I like corn on the cob. That's not hard to make. It's very simple.
Then you put it in boiling water.
You know, I was trying to give you a compliment for a second, but now I'm over it.
I'm waiting. Where's the compliment?
The compliment is I know you're an independent woman who's very successful on your own, and I love you for that. And all I'm asking is, once every month I'll take a friggin' meal. Once, Tim. Let me ask Tim. How many times a month? And your wife is a career oriented woman who has a full time job. I have a question.
Yeah.
How many and a mother? How many times do you get a home cooked meal from your wife? Just to answer the question.
Lately I have been choosing to do the cooking.
Okay, I'm not asking that question. Okay. How many times does your wife cook? How many times?
A few times a month.
At least two?
Yeah.
At least two.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I've had two in 2 years. So back to you, Lala. I will cook with you.
So there
I will
was
heat
this
up
one year that I made a 7-course meal.
That was a great. I remember
for,
that. I remember
for,
that.
Thanksgiving.
I remember 4 years ago.
And I'm so happy. It was 2 years,
two years ago.
It was my dad's.
That was
last
one of the best.
My mom took us out to dinner, and I was like, "Fuck this! My dad has no leftovers. That's the best part of Thanksgiving is the leftovers." So I did the day after Thanksgiving by myself a 20 fucking pound turkey. I'm shoving in the oven.
I flew in.
Rand flew in. And after that, I was like, I have no desire to do that ever again. Ever again. That it like scarred me. I was exhausted.
Well, making a Thanksgiving meal is way
you cook like 20 things.
Cooking.
I'm not looking for that level. I'm saying to you, I will even help you. I will set the table. I will buy the ingredients. I just am not good at the putting it together.
You're also not good at the helping clean
up. You should get one of those things.
That's
like
the thing.
I don't want to
do any of it. I get that. I
no,
know
this
that.
Is bullshit.
You should. You know what? You should do? You should get like a blue apron where they just send you all of the ingredients.
Can I say
go to waste because he wants to say Lala likes this every single night. It's like.
Can I say this?
Craig's for dinner. Polo Lounge.
That's because I know I'm not going to have food.
Nobu.
I'm going to have corn dogs.
We enjoy going out. Just say it. We enjoy going out.
I love
out.
Going out, but one
it's
night a week I like a home cooked meal.
One night a week I will make you beef jerky.
That's
just
disgusting.
Like you want.
Can I say something to you now?
Beef jerky?
Wow. What
that's
is
how,
that?
He, that's how
guys,
well done he likes
if
steak.
They could see the attitude on your face right now, people would, woo, the steam is coming out of the ears. Can I say something? And I'm going to say this with love. I
should we go to commercial break.
Yeah, never get a girlfriend, Alex.
What's that?
Stay single.
Yeah, Alex, stay single.
Keep going. Pay me my compliment. You say it with love.
I think I lost it already. I forgot it.
Okay, so I looked up the other day, today.
Wait.
What? Did you?
No, I want to say something to you.
What?
I just think it would be romantic for both of us to enjoy a home-cooked meal once in a while. And I want to say something. I have a coupon book. That never expires. You forgot that. You gave it to me. That's the only thing I like for my birthdays and Christmas are coupon books. And in the coupon books, I got fucking home cooked meals in there. So
well,
I
then
am
pull one out.
I am going to pull it out.
Pull it out.
Okay.
Use it.
I'm going to use that coupon and you're going to deliver.
I picked the wrong day to quit the fucking Jewel, bro. I really did. Good God. Okay. So I have to ask you guys a question. I know you have a close relationship to the app Cameo. I read that Floyd Mayweather just signed up and he's charging the most money that they've ever had a celebrity charge, which is $999. What are your fucking thoughts? Because I think it's bullshit.
So just to be clear, this is like for a 10-second clip. So
I don't
like,
know
hey, this
how-
is Floyd Mayweather. Shout out to Bobby or whatever.
Yeah, right? And I actually read that he'll do like personalized things. So if someone call or sends him a request, it's like, hey, can you tell my friend that he serves the best burgers at, you know, Burger Del Rey in Marina Del Rey? That it doesn't really exist, guys. But he would be like, yeah, all for $999, I will put your burger joint on blast.
How much do other people charge?
I mean, There was one person, I think Ray Lewis was charging like $300.
Okay.
But I think it's fucked up. You're a billionaire and you're going to charge people almost $1,000 for a video? I mean, come on.
I don't know if he's a billionaire. The way that guy spends money, it's got to be impossible for him to keep anything in the bank. I mean, it's ludicrous.
We should know. We saw him up in Arizona fucking do-do-do-do past the joint, bro. I'm watching from like this balcony area, staying super, super fucking isolated. I'm watching these people in Arizona like Floyd Mayweather, which I think he caught a lot of heat for it, which is fine. Like, do you, boo. As long as you don't come around me, I don't care. But I have people slide in my DMs, and no, I don't catch all of them, but for the most part, if they're asking me to send them, like, their wife a video to wish them happy birthday, I'm not going to fucking charge them to say happy birthday. I just don't feel right about that.
Yeah, you're a nice person. I thought it was mostly, like, D-list celebrities who probably need to make a few bucks. But, yeah, you know what I mean? Like
100%. And my ego is so huge that I've never signed up for this app because I'm, like, when I'm really fucking struggling, then I will probably do it. But that's never going to happen because I'm going to be a fucking hustler my whole life. But I can't do it.
All right. So now here's the other question. The other question is this: the world in terms of coronavirus is spiking right now, right? Like post 4th of July.
Yes.
Right. Like the numbers are
not good.
So where do you think we go from here? I mean, I think that's the biggest question. I mean, like obviously they close bars again, which made sense. They close most restaurants to outdoor dining. And where do you think do we go? Do you think we get a vaccine by the end of the year, or do you think, you know, we're in this for a few more years? Like, is there optimism? Because I think that's a big conversation.
I think it's a slim chance that a vaccine comes before the end of the year. I'm not a doctor or any kind of
microbiologist. But you read a lot. You listen to TV. Keep going.
Yeah, no, I think there's a slim chance that it comes by the end of the year. Better chance that it comes in the first couple months of next year. Hopefully, you know, schools open up because it seems like kids are not transmitting the virus to adults. And, you know, it's usually adult to adult transmission from what it seems like. So,
okay. And how do you feel about living another 5 months, which we all are forced to with spatial distance in this world? Are you getting used to it? I mean, Law, do you think, like, now that we go out, like, we get in the car, we grab our masks, do you think that it's just become almost the norm today? Because, like, for me, it's not the norm for you.
No, I don't think it's normal at all. I constantly forget my mask. I constantly am having someone tell me that I need to put it on. I'm constantly being told I need to social distance.
That's also because you don't leave the house a lot. So let's just be honest. But so you feel out of place every time you have to reach for your mask and all that. Meaning, like,
I would rather just not leave my bedroom.
Right.
I would rather stay at home than worry about putting a mask on. And I think all these people that are super consumed with their masks shouldn't be leaving their house.
So, Lala, so my question is this. You're not used to it. It's the breathing. Lala's taking very deep, big breath. Lala, come back. Come back to the light.
She's starting to smile. That's good.
I think next year, when there is a vaccine, because I want to be super optimistic, when there's a vaccine, we know that this particular virus has no rhyme or reason. It just attacks certain people that are healthy. It attacks certain people that have underlying issues. It attacks young. It attacks old. I mean, Nick Cordero, who I was following his story, passed away yesterday or the day before, I think.
Tragic.
31 years old, no underlying issues, fought the greatest 41, fight. 41, no underlying issues, passed away after 90 days in the ICU. I'm just saying, if you know that, why would you want to roll the dice is my conversation to people, not even you, because I know you. I know once you know what the vaccine is, you're going to take it. I know who you are, and I know that as long as you know it's safe. But I'm saying even people who are so anti-vaccines, right, there's a lot of people that are like that. And I think those people really, this is the kind of virus that can kill you, period. No matter if you're healthy, young, or old. And I just think that I would think it's irresponsible for somebody not to take the vaccine if they've proven that it's safe and effective.
Yeah, but all vaccines are proven safe and effective. So,
Lots. You get the flu shot every year with me.
Actually, I had never gotten it until I met you.
Okay, but I had told you.
I had
you,
never had the flu.
Okay, bad argument. Bad argument. Let me say this. So every year I get the flu shot. There were 2 years I didn't get the flu shot. Those 2 years I ended up in the hospital 1 year, like super dehydrated, high fever, all that. The 6 or 8 years that I've been taking the flu shot, I've never gotten the flu. I'm just saying, I believe the vaccines are our best chance of returning life to some sense of normalcy.
It's absolutely our only chance.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what everyone's waiting for, is a vaccine.
But
otherwise, we're going to go about life the way we've been going about it since March.
Correct. And so I'm optimistic. And I was just thinking that, like, wearing the mask every day has become somewhat regular for me. I mean, it's been 4 months, but, you know, I miss seeing people smile. You know, I mean it. I miss my parents not being able to come get on a plane and come see me. So I really am rooting for the world right now to deliver.
That's the thing. You can't escape it.
I'm just excited that I can go to a grocery store and get toilet paper and paper towels again. I mean, do you remember how bad that was?
Yeah. Keep it up close to your mouth when you talk. Yeah, you can't escape.
You know what, though? When I started hearing about COVID, you know how everyone was like stocking up on toilet paper and hand sanitizer?
Yeah.
I was stocking up on like vitamins and immune booster. That was like my go-to. I like went into Whole Foods and just raided everything. And that's what I did.
I didn't know that, but hey.
Yeah.
Where are you keeping your stash in the house?
In my little bottom drawer with all my goodness.
Okay. So you have half of Rite Aid.
I spent well over $1,000.
What?
Just on like.
On vitamins?
Yeah. Drops.
Oh my God.
Sprays. Wow. Things you put in the smooth, like any type of immune booster.
You know what? I have faith
in. And the drawer is called your goodness.
Yeah. My drawer full of goodness.
Has
my drawer full of goodness changed?
I had faith. I had faith in humanity that there would be vitamins left and toilet paper left. And I was right. I think for a minute there wasn't, though, right? No toilet paper?
Yeah, everybody went and ran to buy it because they said they were going to have to use it for the N95 masks. So that's why there was a scarcity.
Wow.
And good old humanity, we're all like, well, we better go prevent them.
You know what? You know why I didn't do any of that? I swear I watched an early news blast early on in March, like first week, and they showed a lot of senior citizens and elderly that were left with nothing.
Yeah.
And thank God they started those special hours early in the morning. But I was like, there's no way I am going to do this to people. And I just chose to just continue the minimal that we needed. And I just felt like that's just not fair to people, who already have a hard enough time fending for themselves and stuff like that. So I never did that. But
I never in a million years would have thought that us starting to do our podcast in our kitchen with either no guest or trying to find a guest to do phone interviews.
It was crazy.
That it would be July, I'd still be fucking talking about it and still like not having a guest in front of me.
4 months later.
Yes.
It's hard. I'm going to say I miss people in front of us. But, you know, I do want to get back to doing. I hope next week we have a live guest and
Yeah.
We have a live guest like 10 feet across from us where we test them for COVID.
Because even when we do the phone, first of all, the Zoom is a nightmare because if your internet or their internet
goes
is lacking,
down.
It's just a hot mess.
But if we do it with masks and we do it with spatial distance and we do it outside and we all know we're tested, I think that we could have a really fun podcast. I might have to scream a little louder for people to hear me. But now everybody can.
I don't think you need to do that.
I think
actually.
You just keep it at a normal tone.
That's fucked up. You guys are all being a little harsh today.
We're going to be doing the podcast for the next, 4 to 6 weeks?
Six weeks
out here?
Yeah, but we have a bunch of actors coming out to the movie this week. And I think that, I'm sure because we're all, obviously tested for the movie. You know, I think we'll get one or two of them on the podcast. That'll be fun to just have live interaction.
Yeah, it will be a lot of fun because I'm sick of just seeing you fuckers.
Oh, well, how do you think I feel?
Wow, that's nice.
You just
nice.
Go away.
It's nice to feel loved in these difficult times.
Lala's really shining the love today.
The shining Holy the light shit. And the love.
Honestly, though, for real, you guys are like my favorite people. Like when you come around. No, when you guys come
I
around.
I hope you're not
like,
saying
Mom.
That like, oh, Ran, you're kind of my favorite people. Wow, I'm really lucky. I'm your fucking fiance.
I'm talking about Tim and Alex.
Okay. Like, why don't you talk about the romance we had this morning? Tell them what we did this morning. We're very lucky. We just got out of the house after 4 months to come to location to get ready to start this movie. We're testing every 3 days. And we opened up our door and we had this amazing view of the ocean, which we're very lucky because, God, you know, we get to make a movie, we get to go to work, and we are blessed and appreciative. And then here's this beautiful ocean. I said, let's go for a morning swim. And we went, and we had that moment with, like, a middle-aged guy holding his girl. And we were swapping tongue. What do you call it? Tonsil hockey? Something like that?
We made out.
Okay. Hockey. We made out.
I've never heard that, but I'm definitely.
Tonsil hockey.
But it was very, very romantic was my point. I don't.
It was
Lala, are you a romantic?
No.
Yeah, you suck at that.
But you know what? I was reading up on my sign because I'm trying to
But you
to
suck at it. Will you admit it? You suck at it?
Yeah.
And am I romantic?
Yes,
and,
very
and
much
tell,
so.
Like, what's
I'm trying to get a clear understanding of why I am the way I am. And in my chart, Virgos are not romantic people.
Yeah, you are.
They find it very difficult. It's very much like everything has to be a well thought out. See?
You know, I feel the exact same way about romance. It's like you gotta think it out and plan. I mean, Randy plans everything.
I love it.
In fact, it said if you're trying to win a Virgo over, you have to take it very, very slowly and let them process everything you're saying to them. And I was like, holy shit, that's how I feel on it. I'd have to process everything. No, I would say
like building a robot.
Yeah,
as I get older, very tricky.
Yeah, as I get older, and
that
maybe
analogy.
It's from Vanderpump. Maybe it's from
no,
Vanderpump.
No,
I've become a
no,
fucking ice queen.
No, no, and no. I've spoken to your mother.
What does she say?
Dozens of hours of conversations. No, she's like, Lala is a lover, but you have to really, you know, put the time in, like, for you to kind of come around to that. And look, we had a romantic night in the house where we've done things and we've had very romantic times and you always love it, but it's not like in your DNA to kind of initiate it. It's not like you don't, it's not really who you are, but if I initiate it, you're always very receptive to it and you love it. And after you're always like, babe, that was the sweetest thing. Or if I run a bath for you, you're always like, oh my God, that meant a lot to you. But you don't initiate the romance ever.
No.
No. 4 years in, I'm still initiating everything.
Nope.
You're good at that stuff, though. Like, legitimately really good at
that. Oh, Tim, tell him. But I like that stuff. But Tim, Tim's wife.
I am not good at that
Tim
stuff.
Tim sucks at it. Tim actually has been reprimanded.
What's your sign, Tim?
I'm a Leo.
Oh.
Tim, tell people.
I'm an asparagus.
You're an asparagus.
Tim, tell people, like, some of the things I had to plan for your wife because you have zero creativity when it comes to
Does
romance.
Does he want to put it out there like that it was Randall's idea?
I think she knows. I mean,
not all of it. I didn't come up with everything.
Just general,
couple things, you know, I've done. Couple things.
He's said things like, you really need to take her out for a weekend, have somebody watch your kids and go away for 2 days.
And here's a couple resorts that your wife would like be shocked. Okay. It was like that. He did it all. He plans it all. But I mean, I think sometimes it'll be like he gets caught up at work and I'll be like, hey, you should just surprise her. We've been working a year straight. Do something sweet.
Yeah, and he's always got really good ideas for gifts, which I am not good at giving gifts.
He sucks
gifts.
At that.
Just,
that's his weakness.
I'm not very inspired, I guess.
Yeah, I am,
you know,
the worst gift giver. But my Locke, way
we have
but
an astrologist.
I love giving gifts.
Locke, we have an Lala, can we have an astrologist on this podcast next week? I think it'd be fun.
I would love that.
That'd be so fun to call in and do
we
all
should,
of our readings.
A lot of people think that it's bullshit.
I'm one of them.
It is so not bullshit. When you, it is like the way your stars align.
Our signs are very mismatched.
We are literally, it says, the worst matched couple.
Aries.
And the only way that it will ever work is if you guys find a common passion within your work. That's what it says.
I think we've defied the astrologist, though.
No, I'm not saying that it's
100%,
but I'm saying when it comes down to you
Baby, yes. Let's get an astrologist on here next week for like a few minutes. Let's have her do readings for all of us. And I think that would be a lot of fun. And you know what we'll have her do just for our audience and your fans? We should have her run down what the best mixed couples are. And we'll let's do this. Anybody who's listening to this podcast this week, call into the number and tell us what you and your husband.
We haven't been doing.
No, we're going to do questions next week.
We need to do questions next
week. Okay, but hold on. Let's have them call in, baby. Let's have them call in and tell us what their relationship signs are.
I love that.
So we can have her do a reading for them.
Okay, so next week, remember to call in. The podcast number will be stated at the end of this episode. Call in, tell us what you and your partner are, and the astrologist will spill the tea.
This is gonna be fun.
It will be fun. Thank you guys so much for listening. We are coming to you from Puerto Rico for the next 6 weeks. We love you and wish you were here. Bye, baby.
Oh my God. Lala and Randall, this is flipping amazing. I'm walking my dog right now, listening to your podcast from Cleveland, Ohio. And it's so awesome that you guys actually have a voicemail line. Oh, it's hilarious. I seriously love you, Lala. I just bought some of your lipstick, so I'm super excited to try on my new lips today. But again, I just wanted to give you guys a heads up and let you guys know that you guys are fantastic. I seriously love you on the show. Randall, you're hysterical. And again, I'm here for you guys. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much, my loves, to everyone who has already called in to leave us messages. Please keep them coming because we love hearing from you. Call us anytime at 866-LALAPOD. That is 866-LALAPOD. I mother effing love you.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.